Hello, you are listening to the Uprising Podcast. Here is your host, DeWaylen Bledsoe.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Uprising Podcast. We are back with another episode. We are glad to see you and hear see you again on this episode. And again, we are here today. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope life is treating you well. There is a lot to talk about today. We are going to talk about trusting the process and why that is important to your day-to-day life. Why? And break that down to you and how I trust the process in my day-to-day life as well. So that's important. But today we'll talk about that and give you some encouragement and inspiration on this episode today about trusting that process, about going forward in your day-to-day lives. So again, let's dive into it. Let's get right into it today and get right into the topic of discussion. So, trusting the process. What is trust? We start there. What is trust and how is trust important? And why is it important? Because it's a thing that helps us to build, right? Trust is something that you gain over time and something that is developing over time. Let's think about building a relationship or a friendship with somebody. And as that time grows, as that time growth with a person, you get to know about that person, but it builds the confidence, it builds the trust with that person, it builds character, it builds a lot of things in you and in that person. As you continue, you speak and learn about each other, that builds the trust in each other, as well as to get, not only do you trust each other, you trust each other's secrets and each other's lives and just trust all the way around, right? So when you think about trust, you're thinking about something that is not tangible, but something that you confide in, right? And we do that as well with our day-to-day lives, right? If you're a believer, I'm going to take you on a little journey and a little bit into the Bible, a little bit. We do talk about trust. We talk about trust in God. And the way I was raised, not only you trust God, you do not question Him. But you trust Him, trust in the process. You trust in Him and knowing that He going to do what He said He going to do for you and do what He says He going to do. Do the possible things in your life. So when we talk about trust in that process, we talk about trust in God. We talk about leaving it in His hands, leaving it up to Him, and not continue to distrust that or question that. Many times we do question things in our lives, but one thing we should do is, when we trust in the process, is not to doubt or question. Not only do that disrupt the trust, it disrupts the process. Because each of us on this earth, we all have a journey. We all have a path of life. We also have dreams and aspirations and all destined for greatness in this life. But each of us has a different road to that, different paths to get to where we want to go. And we go through so many different things in our lives. People betray us, people say that with us and then they're not. Family also does the same sometimes. There's so many things that disrupt that trust. And the question is, what do you do in the midst of that? What happens to you? Because not only is that a disruption in your life, but it causes a deeper issue in the trust in the process. We have to think about trusting in a different light. We can't stop trusting others
when somebody hurt us. It might be harder and easier to say than done, but everybody's not the same. And I also have this analogy for you. If you're trusting, you trust the bus driver to get you to your destination, right? You trust the Uber or Lyft driver to get you to your destination. You trust the pilot to get you to your destination. Why do we have a hard time trusting God? Why is God a hard thing for us to trust? Why is God a hard person for us to trust? Is it because it's not tangible? That is the question. And tangible things we trust with no issues. But when it comes to having faith and trusting God, that's a different take for some people. And just come over here to let you know that trusting the process is important to your day-to-day life, whatever your process is. Now, the road to life, the road to your success, it's not an easy one. It's not. There's going to be issues. There's going to be people who say they're with you. There's going to be people that say they can go with you all the way. And once you start getting a little success, once you start building your foundation, that's when they leave. And let me tell you this as well. Let me just throw this in there for free, because this wasn't part of what I was going to say. Everybody that you meet and come in contact with cannot go into your future. We meet people for a certain time frame of our lives. There are people in our lives just for a certain period and a certain time. We cannot take everybody on every step with us. So why are we trying to take everybody who left us with us? There's a reason why those people is not with us, going with us. Because they're not on the same path as you. They don't look, they're not happy for you. And not only do you probably don't see it, but it happens. There's certain things we don't see it in our eyes on our day-to-day lives as well. There are things that happen. We just also want to know the why, but we do not need to know sometimes. It's just something to the part of it, but hey, okay. That was a hard point, hard moment right there. And it takes time to heal or get over. But just think about stuff like that. That things happen for a reason. It helps you to grow. It helps you to do better and find out what's really best for you. And this brings me to a story where when I was at one point in my life where I was helping everybody, a lot of people, I was helping people and seeing their best and seeing what they want to do in their lives, but never took the actual time for myself to do. Even I said it to myself, but I just never took the time to do it. And something got delayed because I was like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But in the midst of helping others sometimes, you get lost in the shuffle. And that helps me realize that was part of my process to get to where I am and to do what I'm doing now, which is encouraging others through many different ways in my life right now, through teaching, through this podcast, through writing. There's many different ways right now. And I'm just thankful for the process that I had to go through to realize what I'm doing now is important and is what God wants me to do. So again, the process has its bumps, has its ups and downs. They're good and the bad. But again, there is a reason for it. And again, when you trust that process, however how complicated it may be, however challenging it may be, I dare you to trust it. Because you would not be where you are right now without trusting something. So, we talk about our process, right? When we think about our process, let's think about how it starts, right? You nurture, you grow up, you mature, parents raise you, however you're being raised. And you learn from your people who have set out before you, right? Their process to success is not the same as yours. Some people have a different way to get to their careers or to their success, but yours might be different. You might have gone through roadblocks for, like, say, 5 years, for example, and you're wondering, why do I got to go through so much? It's to build you up. It's to see how stronger you can become on the other side of what you are going through. Everything that you go through in this process is not to tear you down. It's to lift you up. It's to build that confidence. It's to build the foundation to what you are, where you are going, to what is growing inside of you, what is pushing you to be better, what is pushing you to strive, what is pushing you to be the person that you can be. It is pushing you to become to push the greatness out of you. Many of you are holding back right now, holding back the fear of starting that business, the fear of writing that book, the fear of going to that career, going to college, whatever the case may be. It's something that's holding you back. And somewhere along the lines, there's the disruption of trust in the process. Your disruption of trust of whatever it is stopping you from your dreams, stopping you from pushing the content that you want to do, pushing whatever it is that you are doing in your life. So I encourage you to trust the process. Build that trust. Gain that trust. Believe in that trust. And don't let the disruptions of the trust stop you from moving forward. Don't let the disruptions stop you in your process. Because there's so much in you, so much potential, so much greatness in you that needs to be developed. People need to see, that you need to see, to become great, to become the person you need to be and to get the accomplishments and the success that you need in your life. So again, trust the process. It's a hard process sometimes. Again, trust it. Whatever it is, trust it. Walk the journey in your process with the trust. And I want to end with that. Again, trust the process. That's what's important to your life. And I encourage you to continue to do that. And hope that I said something to you on this podcast that will uplift you and encourage you. And that this episode of Trust in the Process be something that helps you and stop the disruption of trust in your life. And that is the goal of this podcast, to uplift you and encourage you. And we want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for joining us. And we hope to see you again. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another episode. But as of now, to hold you and keep you going, trust the process. And remember, walk in your greatness.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you continue to listen and join us for another episode. Be encouraged. Be inspired. Peace.